Mary, dear, this is my feedback on your wonderful, heartfelt, tender, and mission-driven presentation. I will start with that the energetic quality of the talk was very compelling. There was such emotion beneath the surface of your words that drew me in. Also, I really was touched by what your message is in this presentation. The message that I came away with was it consisted of these pieces, and then we'll go into some suggestions of how to make this even more powerful. The message that I got from this was, number one, to write your story down is a powerful ownership claiming of where you've been, who you are, and where you want to go. The second message that I got was to beware that we aren't giving our power away to others so that it is us who are writing our story by choice, as opposed to allowing our sovereignty, our authorship of our life to be deferred away from our power and allowing other people to be the dominant, molding, influential forces, i.e., you mentioned spouse, children, boss, and other family members. So the two messages are write your story and claim your journey because there's great wisdom there for you, and number two, make sure that it's you that's writing your story and that you're not abdicating your power to someone else who will determine your fate, who will determine how your life unfolds instead. The starting of the talk with a quote was great, and it pulls us in, and it was poetic and prose-like enough that it begs for us to want more. At least that was my experience. Meaning, what does that quote even mean? It was a very elegant start of the presentation to honor your hostess and to thank the audience for their time and being present. So, in terms of a professional, polished rendition that you gave us, that certainly added to what was already very polished and very professional. It was very. Let's find the right words here. Was very wise to state that your life is great now and to give us somewhat of a pictorial. Sense of your environment, meaning your town, and that you are surrounded by inspiring women, and that you are fed and nurtured in your soul thereby. And then, of course, to jump back to how that was not the case prior, and the programming messages that could have easily stopped you in your tracks and had you choose a very subpar life for yourself in comparison to what you could do with your sense of self-worth and creative expression. That was beautifully done. And the stories of, your mom and then your sister discounting and competing with you over breast cancer was very hard to listen to and to imagine that you experienced that. And I remember you telling me about that in one of our sessions a couple of years ago, about her discounting your cancer scare and that you did have a pre-cancer or a first grade cancer, first level cancer, and that he or she was competing with you as to who had worse cancer. I mean, it was very jarring, and to add that into your presentation was definitely a rapport builder, not to pity you, but to appreciate the background through which you pushed forward despite it. It was wonderful how you would make a point and then ask a question to your audience so that it was engaging them and keeping them in somewhat of a conversational give and take with you. You know, when you talked about Irma, do you remember Irma? That sort of thing. I appreciated how you drew the parallel of the importance of the journalism that you do and that you are a mentor to help others do, where even though it's not on a battlefield or it's not in a recording studio or a TV studio kind of thing where there is a journalist giving a big time overview of life and world events, you brought it back to the day-to-day, the neighborhood hero, the guy next door, the woman next door, having an important story that deserves journalistic attention, and that it's up to us to bring it out as a journalistic work of art. You did a great job seeding where you say, don't worry, there'll be an opportunity for us to do a deeper dive. Congratulations on doing that with great elegance and smooth flowing conversation. I appreciated the fact that you included compelling words that, you know, do pull at people's hearts if they are on that page of knowing that they have a core message, knowing that they have a mission, knowing that they want to leave a legacy. So the fact that you included all that to encourage them to look at their life and the wisdom garnered through their life does then have a converting possibility into core messages, gifts, and legacy, and so on like that. And that was a good piece to inspire people and maybe to touch the pain in some people who may not think that their life is conducive to having core messages, leaving a legacy, and having any gifts. So you had an opportunity to open up some self-reflection there that was very useful. The questions that you asked were great in terms of stirring and probing at the problem, the pain, the challenge, the emptiness that might live inside of people. When you asked questions like, have you considered what would happen if you didn't do what God created you to do? And then you planted some reference points like, you're stifling your creativity, maybe health problems and so on. So you took it out of the idea stage and you grounded it into human experiences and life situations that people could look to see if that does apply to them or not, so that they could stay in rapport with what you're saying and see the value of what you're saying because they could relate to it. Or they might know people who could relate to that absence of just not thinking that their life really has a heck of a lot of meaning or worth to other people, that they're just kind of getting through it. Your step-by-step recipe that has to do with the importance of pens in hand and why it's so important to you, that was also another way for them to reach out from where they are today into their past to see what it is that they still have that they can offer through their story, through sharing their life with someone. So when you caution them to keep aware of who would be receptive and who would champion them and cheer with them and be supportive of them as opposed to killing their dreams, that of course was very powerful right there. And it was great to have that be the launch into why you created your From Making Dinner to Making a Difference course, so that they have a safe, nurturing, guided place to reflect upon their life and create the story of what their path has been, and to share the wisdom that they've learned, and to therefore take a stand for the value of their very existence in this world. In terms of suggestions, let's start with your signature system. My suggestion would be that when to help people really focus on what each of those letters means, the S-T-O-R-Y, is for you to say S is for sacred. And then you say what you said about sacred journey and so on. T is for truth. And to say what you said about truth. Now, I wasn't sure what the difference was between the importance of O for own your evolution versus what T for truth is. So that's something that you can think about and we can work together in our private sessions, because I'm not quite sure what the difference is in terms of the distinction of knowing one's truth and owning your evolution, unless you meant that T is for truth, meaning that you've analyzed it, you've reflected, and you see the truth that has emerged from your life story, and then O is to own it, claim it, be proud of it, really nurture your self-respect and self-love, and own where you've been. Maybe that's what you meant. R, receive your wisdom. That too was confusing to me as to what that actually meant. That was different from what you've already stated the T for truth is and the O for own is, because in the truth and in the owning your evolution, a person is receiving their wisdom. They've reflected and they've owned it and they recognize what the wisdom is that their entire path of life has provided for them. So I would suggest that you look at what else R could stand for, since I believe you've already covered that important highlighted nugget in the T for truth and the O for own. And then when you come to why, I would say something like, and Y stands for you, the totality of you, and that you have arrived. So make more of an emphasis, my suggestion is, on just Y is for you, and then you qualify it, the totality of you, etc. Okay, great. Now, I'm going to get nitty-gritty here. There are few areas where the points you made were a little disjointed for me. For example, I had no idea what this quote meant. The pen who it, wait, just think about this here. I didn't understand what unwritten the pens in my hand meant. And I didn't understand clearly enough throughout the talk what was the importance of going from unwritten story to written story. Eventually, I got it. So I'm thinking that at some point it would be useful for you to interpret for us what is meant by unwritten the pens in my hand. If I understood it correctly, I believe that what that means is it's currently unwritten, but the pen is in my hand now, and now I'm going to write my story. If that is what that quote means, then I think somewhere you could add that in so that people are clear that your ultimate message is, I am ready. The pen is in my hand. I get that my unwritten story is ripping me off and ripping off the people who need to hear my story. So there was like a piece of the message that had not been captured and integrated and summarized enough for me to get clearly and unmistakably what your bottom line message was, which then made your offer so important for people to take and participate with or to participate in. The questions that you asked alluded to that. I mean, a person would deduce that when you start talking about, have you considered the deep longing of not doing what God created you to do and what it's like to stifle your creativity and what it's like to let people tear you down and minimize the power of some of your life experiences, i.e., your sister with this with the cancer situation. And that the biggest self-development option growing up was for you to get a year-long secretarial certificate. So we can surmise where you're going with that. However, to make it a tight package with a bow on it, it might be useful for you to say that make sure that you protect yourself from being around people who will kill your dreams, and to protect yourself from those who need you to stay small, for you to really milk that one, because that is very powerful. And then, after you say to protect yourself from those who need you to stay small, and then there's silence, and then you say, do any of you have people like that in your life? And you could raise your hand in implying that they should raise their hand and answer. And if anybody raises their hand, or even if nobody raises their hand, and you could say, if so, what are you going to do about it? So you are now going back to the power of them not allowing their life to run away from them and to give their power away to, the people that are toxic. And that we have minimized our own right to have the life that we want, but rather to now stand in an empowered position with this notion of now I have my pen in my hand, and so what are you going to write? What are you going to do with people who tell you don't bother and it's not realistic? What are you going to do with people who tell you you're not good enough? What are you going to do? What are you going to write as the story of your life when somebody says, no, you didn't really have cancer. I had cancer. I had this happen to me and I had these surgeries. What are you going to do? So, in other words, you're now taking that initial quote and you're answering it and addressing the interpretation and the meaning of that quote throughout your talk here. And then after you've covered enough of that and you tell what the meaning of the story is, then you can say, are you ready to take that pen in your hand and make sure that you are writing the life that you want to live and getting it captured so that those who need to read your story will have that chance, and so that you can heal along your sacred journey of owning, remembering, distilling out the wisdom, that path that you have lived has revealed to you. Are you ready to claim the fact that you have arrived? That sort of thing, Mary. So I hope that that makes sense. We can talk about this more, but I'm sure that you get the gist. There was just a gap in your logic that I know is there, because you could, like I say, the emotion that is living underneath your presentation is just, it's just draws you in. It's very powerful. Now, talking about how to present the offer, what I would suggest that you do to seed the bigger picture after that first module is done is to just tighten up and clean up how you presented the fact that there is a monthly payment of $497 for those who want to go forward. And it was a very good idea. I don't know if I guess we did talk about this in one of our sessions, as well as I'm sure you've heard other people in their talks mention that if you buy phase one, then, and you want to move to phase two-ish kind of content, that it's applied and integrated into the full price. So that was great idea to carry that approach in for your 90-minute $197 offer. And then all I'm saying about introducing the full six-month package is to say that there are easy monthly payments that we can discuss. I wouldn't give the $497 at that time. It's getting them focused in the wrong place, which is, close to $500 a month. Do I want to spend $500 a month? What's the point of me doing the 90 minutes? Because the real deal is this long-term program. It's too soon. It's too much too soon about money, with them without them having a real experience of you first. So the only thing I would say would be the 90-minute deeper dive pens in my hand activation session, and then to say with real succinct clarity, the result will be that we will uncover your unique story. That's 90 minutes, and for those here today, it's only $197, and the value price of this is $497. You know, an hour and a half. Why not have it $497? And then, just so you know, since this is just the tip of the iceberg, obviously, I have my six-month program from dinner to making a difference, from making dinner to making a difference. And that is a full six-month, deep, rich program, which we will discuss when we get together and meet over your evolving, brilliant story, you know, that sort of thing. Okay, what else do I have to say? Just that, along the lines of what I've already said, look, as you are delivering the key points that have to do with the pain and the discomfort that people may have already experienced because of their life circumstances, is to bring it home. Like, can anybody relate to that? Has that happened to you? Do you know anybody like that? You know, just keep bringing it back so they get their pain, their challenge agitated so that when they know that they've got a 6-month oasis where they can dive into the meaning and the wisdom and the value of their life experiences, then your 6-month program is something that they do want to find out more about, and they do want that 90 minutes at $197 with you. Okay, Mary, beautiful job. Beautiful job. Bye for now.